Seconds by Real Estate Unplugged, brought to you by the team here at House & House Real Estate. I'm Luke Remington, Managing Director for the House & House Group, and today we're joined by our Sales Director, Thomas Paulson, and our Leasing Director, Jake Walton, as we review the sales and leasing market for quarter one 2024. You've both been on the podcast before, Tom, Sales Director, Jake, Leasing Director. Interesting one. Quarter one 2024. Let's start with you, Tom. How did it start? How's it been?
Yeah, really good. Obviously, a new role for myself coming in as effective Jan this year. But yeah, obviously, I don't really want to beat the drum about breaking records and so on. I think there's enough companies out there that do that and can be a bit self-indulgent at times. But
yeah,
it was very, very good, which is great for the whole market. And it's, I imagine there'll be a lot of companies out there doing very well. And it is in line with how busy everything is, which is great.
The listeners, Tom, would you know, you've only got to look at different Instagram channels, or you've got to look at different Arabian Business, Khajiit Times, or, you know, The National. Every single day there's, you know, I think you get an update from the land department about the billions that have gone through that day. You've got different developers launching new projects. You've got different, you know, articles on things selling out within hours or minutes, and queues and all these kind of things. What juicy things have we seen from a sales perspective for quarter one?
Yeah, so here at House, sold over, between our secondary market and off plan team, over 2 billion dirhams worth of real estate.
Good number.
Really good. Just a little bit, that's over 500 properties we've sold as a business, which is great.
This is for January, February, March.
This is for January, February, March 2024, yeah.
Okay.
And I think it's just in line, there's so many more people coming. I read the stat here that, you know, there was over 25,000 new residents come to Dubai over this quarter.
Right.
Naturally, we don't know how many, I haven't got the stats of how many people left, but I was thinking about this the other day. I don't know anybody lately who has left the country to go back to UK or wherever they're from. Not many, right? I imagine the amount of people, the net migration figures must be high.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just more and more people coming here. There's more people moving here, uplifting businesses to here, their homes, their jobs. It's just seemingly far more opportunity. And of course, the more people that come here, the supply can't match it, and naturally it pushes prices up, it demands ever increasing. So yeah, it's all around, the sentiment in the market is very good.
So give me an idea. So over 500 properties you sold, you talked about selling for this quarter. Mm-hmm. What about if we compare it to same quarter in 2024? Estimate there.
What's it from 2023 last year?
2023, yeah. So Q1 2023 against Q1 2024.
We're up around 30% more.
Sales.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the market as well, for instance, in the whole of Dubai, the transactions amount between secondary and off plan was 34,000 properties transferred during quarter one. Now, that can obviously be a bit of a lag from selling from the end of 2023,
yeah.
But that's a 22% increase in volume year on year.
Wow.
Versus 2023. So yes, it's 22% more properties sold in the beginning of this quarter compared to last year's first quarter.
And like you say, there's people coming in. Do you feel that, again, we can touch on this with Jake in a minute, but do you feel that maybe then people are coming in and looking for their home straight away rather than, you know, going into that rental? Whereas let's kind of try and test Dubai. You get your tester samples in some of these shops. So when you're coming out here, let's not test it. We've had enough of where we're coming from, and we've seen enough people making it work in Dubai. We're going to do the same.
Yeah, and I think that especially when you compare it to a lot more major global cities, which obviously Dubai now classes itself as, it's marketed very well around the world. I think everybody knows where Dubai is now and what it offers. The fact that it's a tax-free, on income city, then I think that people see a lot of value here, and it's undervalued for a lot of people. You know, you compare it to, there's different stats out there about where it ranks globally, price per square foot. Just to give you an idea, the current price per square foot as of the end of March is 1,682 dirham per square foot. So for anyone listening around the world, that is £361 per square foot. And in US dollars, that's 458. Now you compare that to other global hubs, I mean, it's far, far cheaper than them, seemingly offer a better lifestyle, security, opportunities, and so on. As I said, touching upon the fact that you can probably make a lot more money.
Well, you haven't got to think about your tax returns at the end of the year.
And
you've got to think about your inheritance tax and your capital gains tax.
Exactly. So I mean, it's still outside. It ranges from different reports I read from, like, we're 30th in the world all the way up to 90 in the 90s in ranked for how expensive price per square foot. Now, I'm confident that if you go and live in 30 to 90 of them different cities, I imagine that Dubai would still top or very much be up there in lifestyle and people's happiness here in general. So it is undervalued still.
Yeah.
And that's why people, back to your question, is that if you've lived in these cities, you probably come here and think it's a bargain to buy here. And it makes no sense to rent because they want to see themselves here for the next 5-10 years, and it makes sense. Or worst case, if they had to leave in a couple of years, then they'll rent it out because you still get very good rental returns.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and it's not just that. I think when you look at the price per square foot, it's the amenities around the price per square foot. So you buy the price per square foot, yes, your unit size, and doing those calculations, but that's not taking into consideration the guy in the with the smiley face when you open the doors that's got the security tag on, or, you know, making sure that the building's looked after, or, you know, the gym and the facilities, the swimming pools. You know, there's so much more that goes around it, is that when you're doing a price per square foot in, let's say, London, for instance, you literally have your very few buildings are going to have gyms and concierge and stuff like that. But so here you've got all those added extras, and, you know, it's all just kept beautifully. You mentioned, Tom, to buy 34,000 sales, how do we look as a company when you look at, say, the buyers registered? How many have we registered in terms of buyers? Have we had a big uplift in that this year compared to last year?
The buyer registration is up from last year around over 40%.
Wow.
Now, that you could argue that we have more brokers working for us, naturally. But nevertheless, it's in line with the demand. As I said, the demand increasing. And the percentage per buyer per broker has increased from where it was last. That's how we'd have to measure it.
Yeah.
So that's gone up. So we know that every broker we have, they might have been getting an average, I say circa, you know, I'm just pulling a number out, but it could have had 40 buyers a month registered. And now we're per broker probably pushing over 50 buyers at least to six, depending on which area you're in. Different communities and different parts of Dubai, naturally, stock and, you know, your inventory dictates what the buyers come from.
New areas, have we seen anything that out there at the moment? Have we had any standout teams in particular areas that seem to be catching?
So our standout performance, and credit to the guys, is Jack Smith, one of our associate directors who heads up the Arabian Ranches team, and that does include Arabian Ranches 2 and the new community of Arabian Ranches 3. But yeah, they sold over 50 properties this quarter, which is very impressive. And that's a staple community in Dubai. So I think a lot of people have turned, and we said with previous podcasts, with rent increases and the fact that the calculator allows for, you know, that's been updated, the index calculator, to warrant rent increases. I think we're seeing a lot more buyers who are, well, tenants who are renting there now shift into buying there in places like this. We're getting a lot more first-time buyers come in. I was speaking to the guys in the Damak Hills, in the Mira Oasis Town Square teams, and that's seen as more entry-level to townhouse and villa communities. And the amount they reckon, I think the properties that we sold from, we had a really busy month last month there. I think it was like nearly 8 out of 10 of the buyers were first-time buyers. Who were renting previous, who were already living here. Because there are communities that you might not come into as a, if you were just moving here to buy straight away. I think a lot of these areas where people can, you know, see, can cope with the, maybe they work from home more or less commuting.
So just a bit further out.
They're a bit further out location-wise, or, you know, proximity to the beaches and downtown and the Palm Jumeirah, places like this. But their lifestyle suits them just staying there, and I think they're one of them communities where you don't really have to leave unless you need to. And the amount of times that, the amount of buyers that we're getting who are tenants and now rent, who have decided, I'm not having the rent increase, I'm now want to see myself here 5-10 plus years, they're buying there.
I met someone down at the transfer center the other day. They've been in Dubai 6-7 years. I think he mentioned to me, the husband, and they were buying, I think, a couple of years ago, and then they put it off because they thought what's going to go on with the prices. Anyway, they ended up buying their first property on Friday. And that was, again, although they had a nice landlord, that they have a child, they're expecting their first child. And they want that stability, that they know that they're not going to have a landlord want to sell the property and they've got to be kicked out, or the prices and the rents are going up and all this kind of stuff.
And I think that people want to add their own. They're just getting some of these villa communities, especially, they're, even though they're only circa, maybe with some of the ones we're talking about, they're between 8 to, you know, well, and then obviously Arabian Ranches is pushing 20 or plus years old. But even them ones which are like around that eight, the design and the, yeah, you know, the look of them are fine, yeah, but you know, you're getting people now that want to add their new kitchen, would love to live here. Imagine if they had new kitchens, new bathrooms, and they're not going to be prepared to do that as tenants, invest money into someone else's property. A lot of the time, you do get some, surprisingly, that will, but in reality, they're probably in these properties thinking, do you know what, I'd love to add my own mark on this, and really, and when they're renovated and adding pools and swimming pools in and landscaping the gardens really well, they are become lovely homes, you know, and I think that's what people are definitely aiming for now.
You're listening to Dubai Real Estate Unplugged by House and House. Unlocking opportunities for our clients in the Dubai real estate market for over 10 years.
You're a bit quiet over there, Jake. I think it's about time we brought the you're ready and waiting. Tom's you've got big shoes to fill there after what he's talked about. Yeah. 34,000 transactions, massively up as a company, tabloids talking about it. What have you seen from a leasing perspective?
The rental market has probably done what was anticipated, to be honest. So the huge successes of 2023, it was expected to potentially stabilise a little bit. We saw a 7% increase on transaction value, but actually a 7% decrease on number of transactions. So around 55,000.
As a company, Jake?
No, in Dubai in total.
Okay.
Yeah.
55,000 transactions, that would be a good going. As a company.
Sorry, yeah, we could all retire.
I'll probably be in the moment.
I missed that bit.
In terms of the market, it seems to be stabilising a little bit. That does potentially suggest that, Tom sort of touched on before, there's a lot of tenants turned buyers now. So a lot of properties coming to market, maybe changing to sale properties.
So are we talking there's more supply, yet my gut would tell me that prices are still going up? With some of the folders that I've seen coming across the desk, I'm like, how on earth is that being achieved?
Yeah.
So what we're saying is that tenants now have a bit more to choose from, but they're still going to pay a very high price.
To be honest, it might have the opposite effect, really. So they might have a bit less to choose from, because a lot of these vacating notices have come to fruition. Maybe these properties have sat empty and then decided to sell. So actually, the slight increase in the prices maybe be a lack of supply again. So because these properties are now going to be sold instead of be consistently rented properties, which they were in the past.
Okay.
Otherwise, we would be seeing higher transaction volume as well, which we're not seeing as this year progresses. It's not to say it couldn't change down the line, but at the moment, that's where we're at.
How are we looking, Jake, in terms of tenants? Would you have any idea on the tenants registered for a quarter of 2024 against
I think we're probably looking on the same levels of increases as the sales department there, in terms of tenant registration.
Okay.
I think one thing that is a main factor for new tenants is obviously the investment in tourism that the Sheikh's putting into place. You know, they put that plan in place in 2022.
Yeah.
They want 100 billion in tourism amenities and 40 million visitors by 2031.
Yeah.
I think last year was around 16 million in visitors just over to Dubai last year.
Yeah.
And pretty much everyone that I speak to, if I do an interview, pretty much everyone that wants a job here is here because they went on holiday to Dubai. So those holidaymakers turn
to homeowners
or tenants, or basically they move their lives here based on the fact that they came and witnessed what's going on over here. And some people even just take the leap based on pictures on Instagram, to be honest. So the more they invest in that, the more people are coming to the country.
Just on that, I've had two of my good friends back home in the UK, their parents come out here on holiday probably around at least 2-3 times every year for the last few years, definitely since I've been here. And they have both messaged me in the last month saying that they want to buy a holiday home here. Yeah. And how can we help with that? Just purely by coming on holiday quite regularly, I guess, you know, in terms of consistently throughout the years. But yeah, they see value in buying here, having it, renting it out short term, and then using it when they come on holiday.
Not surprised.
So that's just two of people I know.
100%. I was in Spain last year, and you look at some of the prices that, you know, you're down in certain part of Spain that I go to, and you see some of the prices, and then you've got to add on the taxes involved with that, and then the taxes when you decide to sell it. Yeah. I think to buy, you know, it's a gem. On those rentals, Jake, any areas that we see up and coming, any areas that maybe, you know, go the other way, any areas that maybe hit a bit of a stumbling block with the prices and therefore struggling?
Yeah, I think naturally, obviously, the villa communities are always doing really well because of the undersupply, if anything.
Okay.
Newer communities, if you're an early adopter to a new community and you're willing to sit among some construction, then you'll probably get a good price and see an increase in the rent prices as you live in those properties. Those are good ones to look into if you're happy to maybe live in a bit of a ghost town with, you know, not complete amenities and green spaces. You might get quite a good deal. And the communities, as Tom suggested, is location based, so a little bit further out, like your Emile South, your Demac Hills 2, your Town Square, Mirror. People are unfortunately going to be pushed out of Dubai.
Have you seen that? That's funny you mentioned that. I've sat down for dinner on the weekend, and I met two people that have left the Palm and had to come further inland because CIV notice, eviction notice, and prices have gone up ridiculous. Can't find anything even close to what they're previously paying. I'm talking you must be up 60-70% compared to what they were paying. A lot of these people now are moving further out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it may be that they do have a choice, but I think value is perception based as well. So it depends when you move to Dubai. When I moved to Dubai, you know, I think prices might be a bit crazy now because they weren't that high when I came out. But if someone was to move to Dubai now, they don't know any different, and that's just the market rate. Mm-hmm. If prices took a bit of a tumble, they'll think the quid's in a little bit because the prices have gone down. Whereas a lot of people that have lived through COVID and paid such low rents, they deem that to be the value of the property that they've been living in. So when the prices do naturally move with the market, some people don't want to keep up.
And I think they were, to put it in perspective as well, we're talking at it because we've been in the market for years and we've seen what the prices were. Yeah. If you're new coming to front Dubai, and Tom, you've touched on worldwide figures, I'm not going to throw a rental price at you, but is it that expensive to rent in Dubai at the moment? If you didn't know what the previous, obviously we've seen, you know, big fall off, what would it probably have been since kind of 2016, 2017, Tom, would prices consistently have gone down on rental terms? But had you not seen those cheaper numbers, would you now be thinking, wow, it's expensive to rent in Dubai? Or is it, we offer everything, right? We've got the low, the medium, the high, the ultra high.
I can only, from a personal point of view, the property that I own and what the annual mortgage payments are versus what that achieved with rent, I would think it's expensive to rent that specific property if you were new into the market today. Because I'd think, well, you're paying nearly, not quite double, I'd say maybe, you know, 60%, 70% more than what my mortgage payments per month are in rent. So I would see that as quite expensive. But once again, depending where you are coming from in the world, I know some of my friends are in a studio in London paying, you know, nearly £2,000 a month. That's you know, plus, and I think that's a shoebox.
Yeah.
Literally, and the amount of money you could
Don't have any gyms in there. And
no, exactly.
Some ice baths downstairs.
Running machine in the corner.
No, definitely not. Jake.
Yes.
Rental prices at a peak. When will they come down?
Do you know what? We're at unprecedented times in terms of price, but I would also say we're at unprecedented times for Dubai. It's as good as it's ever been. It's more popular than it's ever been. People are coming still in their droves to Dubai. And as long as there's a demand for property.
What are they saying to us when you're speaking, or the guys on the shop floor are speaking to them? What are they saying? Why are they here? Is it just it must be quite common that safety's got to be
it's all the key factors that have always been the case, really. But I think the disparity between people's home country in Dubai is getting bigger and bigger. So Dubai is getting better, and most people's home country is getting worse, to be honest. So, and also, I think I mentioned this on another one, but with the social media these days, it's at your fingertips. Everyone knows someone that lives in Dubai. Everyone sees the posts at the beach club or on the boats at the weekend, and they're sat at home in the rain, you know, wondering if they can just get in the pub for a few hours. So it's, I think it's at your fingertips, and, you know, it's possible. Maybe 10, 15 years ago, you probably didn't know many people that moved over, or you definitely didn't see it when you opened your phone. So the fact that you know people that are doing it, you've seen people succeed, the lifestyle that you can live, even if you can earn the same money that you earn at home but not pay tax on it and live an amazing life, I think that's what most people would aspire to.
Follow House and House on social media and don't miss a beat of Dubai's vibrant property market.
Would you, if I was looking to move out here at the moment, would you advise me to hang on 6 months and get cheaper rent?
Not necessarily. To be honest, in my experience in Dubai, waiting has been a bad plan, to be honest, in the last 3 years.
And there's lots of people that are saying this, right? Like the guy I've mentioned that was, could have, would have, should have bought, you know.
Yeah,
the amount of people that we've spoken to year on year who are waiting for the bubble to burst, I use that, you know, inverted commas, and waiting for prices to come down. The same people that said that 3 years ago, said that 2 years ago, still saying the same thing a year, and it's only gone up and up. I think, you know, the reality is the drivers are there for prices to probably further increase, probably not as dramatically as they have over the last, you know, 2-3 years. But, you know, the fact is that, as I said, there's 25,000 new residents this quarter. I've looked with Stephen Leckie, who's one of the off-plan associate director, but one of the off-plan sales managers I know that everyone's familiar with on these podcasts, him and Paul. And we looked, and the JLL report said there's only 34,000 expected handovers of new properties this year.
Yeah.
So 25,000 in a quarter new people typically gets busier in the summer because people naturally move more towards in line with the school terms.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, let's just say, circa 100,000 people, which is the same as last year, and it could hopefully increase more. Then there's still going to be a massive, and as I said, we don't know how many people are leaving, but generally probably less people are leaving than they are coming. So there's still going to be a massive gap between the amount of new residents and the actual new properties handing over.
The people that we're thinking about come in as well, we're probably, in our mind, we're thinking about families or young professionals and things like that. 75% of the market in the rental market is less than 80,000 dirhams. So you're only operating in 25% of that.
75% of the rental market?
Of the 55,000 transactions, yeah.
Is under 85,000?
Under 80k, yeah.
And wow. Yeah. Are you surprised by that, Tom?
Yeah, I am, basically. But to be honest with you.
It's true, yeah.
But you have, you know, the top communities, that remember that, it's probably in line with, for instance, the top communities for secondary market and off plan of where properties were sold in quarter one is JVC Business Bay.
Yeah.
And naturally that, you know, there's lots of volume there. It's a great investment for off plan purchase and secondary. But naturally that'll, you know, there's probably a lot more one bed studios, more affordable end of the market. So yeah, that's probably where you're seeing, in line with the amount of transactions for selling, it's probably mirroring where a lot of the rentals are. So that's probably why that large proportion is there.
Sorry, it obviously does affect like the true values of the averages as well. So if you're thinking about that 75% of the market, maybe it's pulling down the average for that 25% that we're probably operating in. I think 10% of the transactions were over in Deira, you know, more in Al-Nada, that side. So there's a big chunk of that market at the bottom that's pulling the average down.
Quickly on this, Jake, what are we seeing in terms of the checks? Because checks has always been a surprise to new tenants that are moving out here, isn't it? You know, well, we pay by checks and we have to pay checks quarterly or half yearly or, you know, yearly, for instance. But what is going on with checks? Are we saying that landlords still can hold a hold in the cards and therefore can demand 1-2 checks?
I'd say, yeah, it's still pretty much a landlord's market, and honestly, you rarely see transactions of rental agreements that go under four checks. Mm-hmm. The only ones that maybe you would, again, is if we are operating in the 80K realm, mm-hmm. you know, with people like brokers, new brokers to the market, and looking in JVC, they want to try and do 12 checks.
Yeah.
Those landlords are a bit more accepting of those sort of agreements. Whereas in the higher end of the market, yeah, you're looking at 1-2 checks generally. And gone are the days of, like, you know, incentive-driven landlords where they might offer, you know, a month's grace period or a free month or free gardener, pool maintenance. Mm. They don't really need to do that to get it rented.
Yeah, there's no need to offer a, you know, some kind of
incentive.
There's no Ramadan deals going on at the moment, are there?
Not at the moment.
Tom, you did touch on it, but just give me what's your thoughts on the next 3 months ahead leading up? So we got April, May, June.
I think it'll be really busy from trends from since I've worked here. Now pushing 7.5 years, the approach to the summer months. I mean, prior to last year, before that, typically we'd have a quiet maybe July ish August, not quiet but quieter, but last year it was just busy throughout, and I think that quarter two, April, May, June will still continue to be really busy. We believe that. I think they're speaking to one of our preferred mortgage advisor partners, and the you can now get fixed rates, you know, 2-year fixed rate at 3.94%, 3-year fixed rate at just under 4% at 3.98%. And bear in mind, a year ago when I purchased my property in May 2023, I was having to pay 5%. So it's, you know, the rates are coming down. As I said, that instincts with more first-time buyers especially, because now these rent increases, they're going to be getting further ones and a lot heavier. And I just think that that might be the deciding factor where it becomes more affordable to buy.
Yeah.
And I think they're just going to see so many more first-time buyers coming into the market.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you said, off-plan launches are going crazy. That makes up now 58% of the market, off-plan launches, so it's even more. Last year it was 54% of versus secondary market. So yeah, I think there's a shortage of ready supply. People are now turning to off-plan and prepare to wait. People from around the world, there's a lot of geopolitical factors, which I know we're not experts to talk on, but it nevertheless impacts things. Yeah, I think there's just a lot more tailwinds for the market to improve as opposed to headwinds.
What do you think, Elise and Jake? Tail or head? Wins?
I think maybe a little bit more stable than last year. We can't see the same growth as last year because there was a sort of a recovery period, post-pandemic recovery period, but there's lots of factors that went into that, and maybe we're riding on the coattails of that a little bit. I think more stability in the market, but from community to community it will differ. Maybe where there's slight oversupply. Places like downtown, for example, you've not seen as much of an increase because there's lots of availability there or lots of apartments to choose from at any one time. So you're not seeing such a high demand in comparison to the level of supply there. But people will always be drawn to these, you know, master communities like Dubai Hills and things like that. In the UK, they build near amenities. In here, they build the amenities. So you have a phenomenal park, amazing clubhouse, bars, restaurants, business park, a mall. You know, you don't have to leave this oasis that you live in. So those sort of communities are always going to come on a high price. People want to live there.
Thank you, Tom and Jake. And thank you to all our listeners for joining us today. If you want to find more about the Dubai real estate market, check out our quarter one market reports. We've covered 30 different communities and we'll put the show notes in the links. Don't forget to subscribe on whatever channel you're listening on so you're notified when we drop a new episode. Thanks and goodbye.
Dubai Real Estate Unplugged. Finding this information helpful? Share this episode with friends and family to help them in their property journey. To know more about us or to contact our property specialists, visit houseandhouse.com.